B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man whose body was found in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park last year died of a meth overdose before being eaten by a bear, an autopsy found.
Oh,
yes. The body of William... The body of William Lee Hill Jr. was discovered in a wooded area on September 11th, 4 days after he became separated from a friend while the pair were searching for ginseng in the park.
Wow.
After searchers found an adult black bear scavenging the body, the animal stayed in the area and exhibited aggressive behavior. They eventually had to collar it, find it, and they determined they needed to euthanize the bear.
I don't know if to, I need to eat this guy or smoke him.
According to the report, the gentleman, his last name is Hill. Hang on, let me find his full name. I don't have
it.
I'm sorry. No, it was William Lee Hill. Initially had to be identified through his personal belongings and tattoos.
Ooh, man.
Which included a skull and crossbones with the inscription ACDC and a Confederate battle flag bearing the words, "It's a redneck thing." Hill had a history of drug use, and his body was found near syringes and other drug paraphernalia. The autopsy concluded he died of an accidental meth overdose. The man who went with Hill to search for ginseng, Joshua David Morgan, died in October. The two were best friends. Ginseng, by the way, can be harvested and sold for cash. That's why they were out looking for
it. Right, right. So
it is illegal to remove the plants from national parks.
How long do they believe he was dead before the bear started noshing on him?
They didn't indicate.
Okay.
But they did. The cause of death was the overdose.
Ooh, look what I found.
But the bear just found a little, a little treat.
I was foraging for berries, and then this is my lucky day.
Yeah.
This tastes weird. Taste this.
A hypothermal man rescued from Lava Lands Visitor Center on Thursday night may have walked all the way to Benham Falls and back without clothing. That's a distance of more than 10 miles. So he was naked. Temperatures at the time were in the low 20s.
Holy hell. Wow.
The 27-year-old man, Adam Gilliam, was disoriented and naked when he approached another motorist and asked him for help jump-starting his vehicle.
Am I nude?
Gilliam was in his vehicle at the visitor center entrance. When officers arrived, he appeared to be hypothermal, and he was suffering from extensive injuries consistent with walking naked through brush and trees.
When you first said hypothermal, I'm thinking, where? What city is that?
Gilliam was taken to the hospital, where he told deputies that he had walked from the visitor center to Benham Falls and back without clothing. Police believe that drugs may have played a role in his behavior.
Not to derail this, did you see the footage of the guy swimming under the ice, the deep diver who swam? They opened up a hole in two holes in on a lake, and he swam from one hole to the other looking up at a yellow rope.
No.
Yeah, it's very cool footage, but it's scary as hell.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
A 24-year-old Fort Worth man died last month after his vape pen exploded in his face.
I saw this story.
William Brown was at a vaporizer store when it happened. His grandmother said that he had just purchased the device and was using it for the first time in her car. He died 2 days after crawling from the car to the trunk area where he collapsed on the pavement. She said that she believes that he was attempting to get help. Somebody who saw William called an ambulance. The medical examiner ruled that William Brown's cause of death as penetrating trauma from an exploding vaporizer pen. Basically, the shrapnel went into his face, went into his head.
So I wonder, because you've heard occasionally this happening, and is it the battery within the vape pen?
I guess so. His left carotid artery was severed.
Oh my God!
And just killed him right there.
There was video of the grandmother crying.
Yeah,
you know, about
terrible.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. What to do and what do you do when you spy folks engaging in intimate activities in a hot tub? Well, you grab your gun and you start shooting. That's what Robert Hakins did. He's accused of it, 64 years old. A woman told deputies after 11 p.m. that she, Hakins, and a friend were in a hot tub on a back patio.
This is good, isn't it?
She said Hakins went inside to go to sleep while she and the friend stayed in the hot tub. The woman said she and the friend got romantic in the hot tub and that Hakins saw them. She said Hakins started yelling. He went into the home as her friend grabbed his stuff. She said Hakins came out with a gun and started firing shots at his patio screen.
Get out of my house and stop having sex in my hot tub.
She said that Hakins hit her as well. Meanwhile, Hakins told deputies he saw the two amidst a sex act and grew enraged. He said he got his gun to scare them, firing shots toward the south part of the property. He denied striking the woman. The friend told investigators he was being intimate with in the hot tub with the woman when Haykins threatened them. He said he ran from the home and saw Haykins come out with a gun, and he heard several pops as he ran.
Was it Haykins' hot tub?
It must have been. Yeah.
All right, he was upset they were gumming it up?
Either that or maybe he
was jealous.
I think that's what
I like that guy.
Or maybe that was it. I don't know. Deputies found two cartridge casings and two holes in the screen. Haykins was arrested on charge of domestic battery and aggravated assault.
Have you ever done the nasty in the hot tub?
No.
I've never wanted to. I don't like shower. I've never liked shower sex or anything.
Yeah, water is not. I think it does the opposite of
lubricant. It removes lubricant. Yeah, yes. So
not a good idea, I think, anyway. Nick?
No.
You look like you want to say something.
I was in a hot tub.
In a refrigerator.
No. I was in a hot tub, and other people started doing that.
Oh, that's not right.
And it was then time to get out of the hot tub.
Yes. Well, because now it's suddenly an Exxon Valdez thing, and you're in the slick.
Yeah.
Exactly. Two people are missing after apparently driving a 15,000-pound snow cat on the ice atop of Island Lake early Sunday morning. So these people are missing. Wonder what happened there, right? Sheriff's deputies.
Hey, they probably fell through the ice.
Were called to the Grand Mesa Lodge Sunday after the owner, Michael Wenner, called to report an overdue party of four people who had booked a room the previous evening. Wenner told deputies that the man who had booked the room, Ryan Wells, had brought a privately owned snow cat to the lodge and asked about taking it out on the ice. Wenner reportedly advised Wells that this was not a good idea due to the weight of the snow cat. They haven't found anybody or anything.
And no
yet.
Holes. No
well,
holes?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure. So the story is kind of sketchy. So
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Of undercover police is not an easy one, as officers have to give up their personal life during their time. They are undercover, and they take on a very new lifestyle. In this story, is the life of a drug dealer. Undercover police went to Detroit. Posed as drug dealers. However, thanks to a mess up, another police group thought that they were real drug dealers, and so they raided the house in what turned out to be one of the most embarrassing things ever seen in the department, according to the police chief.
These drug dealers, they have actual police guns and badges.
Officers from the 12th Precinct in Detroit went undercover with the purpose of pretending to be drug dealers so that they could arrest buyers. Two buyers went to the house where the pretended drug-dealing police officers were, but they were actually police going undercover to arrest people selling drugs.
Shouldn't they inform each other of this?
They were from the 11th District of Detroit. They began to search the place when they arrived, and they were wearing body cams that captured the whole incident of the officers fighting and punching each other.
Oh, my God.
And it turned into something like you'd see in the Keystone Cops films.
Well, this has happened in, like, 9 movies where we've been working this bust for a year.
Was in Point Break.
Point Break, yeah.
Now the event has sparked an investigation. This is not the first time that something similar has happened. During the 80s, an incident occurred that saw two police officers actually killed in an incident like
that. That's not good.
No. A paternity test on a baby orangutan has come back with a surprising result. Basel Zoo in northwestern Switzerland said Thursday the test showed 5-month-old Padma was not fathered by the male in her enclosure.
Uh-oh.
Keepers routinely take DNA samples from newborn orangutans because the endangered great apes are part of a breeding program.
You stinking bitch.
They bring in Maury, and he reveals everything for him. And then he's got to confront the father. Researchers compared Padma's DNA to that of Booty, a 14-year-old male living in the same enclosure as the baby's mother, Maja. They found that it didn't match Booty's DNA. Instead, it matched 18-year-old orangutan Vendel.
Vendel!
Vendel lives in the next enclosure.
No known method of contact?
It appears that for Maja and Vendel, the dominant male at the zoo, the dividing fence was no obstacle for some monkey business.
You just back on up to those big openings.
I think that's what she did.
A little stinky on the orangutan hang down.
And then Vendel and Maja got their thing done.
Got their freak on. Uh-huh.
But it's a baby orangutan that's pregnant. That's crazy.
Is it a baby that's pregnant?
It said baby. I heard 5 months old.
A paternity test on a baby orangutan has come back with a surprising result.
No, I think the...
Oh.
Five-month-old Padma wasn't fathered by the male.
Okay, don't make this something sick. This is...
Dude, I thought that... That's
come on,
just
man.
Sick.
That's just sick.
No.
That's insane.
No.
Oh, man, what a downer that story would have been.
Oh, I all feel right. better now, guys.
Thank
so
you.
So here's a story out of the UK. See if you can catch all the colloquialisms. A pub boss gave motorists
a bar
an eyeful when he stripped naked at the side of a dual carriageway and started having sex with his car. Michael Jameson climbed out of the window of his BMW 330 after shunting a 4x4 and then appeared to hump his mother's wheel arch.
Had he just heard a particularly erotic orangutan story?
Maybe he had. Footage from an attending cop's body cam played in court also showed him with no clothes underneath the vehicle.
Yeah, took it right in the boot.
And a prosecution witness said the businessman was sprawled face down across the bonnet. Patrick Geddes, defending, said it was obviously a bizarre set of circumstances.
I'm going to bang you from boot to bonnet.
And that his client was apologetic for his actions. He added, Mr. Jameson is at a loss to explain his behavior. He was under an enormous amount of pressure from work. He seems to have simply lost the plot.
I'd had a spat with my motorbike.
He's appalled and grossly embarrassed. James had been driving from London to Holyhead to catch a ferry to Ireland when the incident happened.
Occasionally I'll get all from mass transit.
Prosecutor Robert Blakemore said motorist David Jones was traveling with his wife, Susan, when Jameson drove up behind and then collided with his car.
Wow.
As both drivers pulled into a lay-by, Jameson...
It's female genitals.
...then began to slowly shunt Mr. Jones's BMW X5, causing $1,600 of damage. Mr. Blakemore said Jameson, who has two previous drunk drive convictions, appeared vacant and was sweating profusely, but blood tests later came back negative.
So we've heard a couple of stories throughout the years of this. I don't get it. I mean, not that it's probably good we don't get it, but I can't even... any ideas to what that comes from, that erotic connection that where people actually carry out sexual acts with cars?
No, not sure. Not sure about it at all. And then we'll go to this one. An 18-year-old man arrested for attempting to steal a commercial jet to fly to a rap concert pleaded guilty Thursday and received a 5-year term of felony probation. Zamarcus Scott appeared before the judge, and Scott pleaded guilty to attempted theft of property and commercial burglary.
Did Zamarcus have a pilot's license?
No, not at all. In fact, wait till you hear what he has to say about it. So Scott received a 5-year probation. He's got to pay $1,000 to participate in mental health treatment. He is prohibited from Texarkana Regional Airport property while on probation. He intended to take an American Eagle twin-engine jet from Texarkana Regional Airport to see rapper Famous Dex perform in Illinois. Airport security personnel who noticed Scott jump a fence onto the property about 2:30 a.m. immediately contacted local police. When police arrived, Scott was sitting in the pilot seat in the cockpit of the small commercial plane. Two of the three responding officers recognized Scott from earlier encounters.
Okay, so he had a history.
Scott told investigators his lack of training as a pilot didn't concern him, as he believed that operating the aircraft could be simply accomplished by pulling levers and pushing buttons.
Oh, okay.
He's basically right. You just have to know what order to do that in.
At a hearing, the defender asked the court to order an evaluation of Scott's mental state to determine if he is competent to stand trial.
You hear what happened with the actual rapper?
Uh-uh.
He's going to fly him to the concert.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He thought it was funny. And
oh,
so
that's funny.
But doesn't that sort of incite other people to attempt to steal aircraft?
I don't know. They found that he was competent. Scott told investigators he had been thinking about stealing a plane for about a month and had been watching the plane since 10 p.m. that night before throwing his bicycle in a ditch and heading for the jet more than 4 hours later.
He was stalking the plane.
Oh, yeah.
So I can ride a bike. I should be able to fly a plane.
One last story. A trail runner fought off and killed a mountain lion in self-defense in northern Colorado on Monday. The runner was attacked on West Ridge Trail near Fort Collins. Authorities didn't say how the runner managed to kill the mountain lion. They said he did it with his bare hands.
Yes.
They described the mountain lion as a juvenile. They said the lion lunged at the runner, biting his face and wrist, causing serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Wildlife officers found the mountain lion... found the mountain lion's body within a few feet of some of the man's possessions. The runner did everything he could to save his life, an expert said.
I've been on this trail.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, Horsetooth Canyon. It's right near Fort Collins.
In the event of a lion attack, you need to do anything in your power to fight back, just as this gentleman did. Mountain lion attacks on people are rare, with fewer than 20 people having been killed by one in North America in more than 100 years.
They say he suffocated him somehow, choked him out.
Choked him out, yes.
I don't know how. I was, hypothesizing that maybe, because this is what I would do, shove my fist down their throat.
Right.
In order to...
Now, don't close your mouth.
Right.
Well, I mean, they can try and close their mouth, but like they're also going to be...
Gagging
for air,
yeah.
You know?
I don't know. They described it as a juvenile, so maybe it was small enough.
Yeah. He was 80 pounds.
Okay, that's a big...
Yeah, it's a big one, but...
It's a decent size.
Yeah.
My luck, I'd pick the one cougar that's good at deep throat.
I got no gag reflex.
Yeah. not a problem. I'm going to kill you.
The one cougar that can deep throat. Steve, I've actually seen a lot of cougars that can deep throat.
That's right. Just buy me some cigarettes and I just might show you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.